Simon and Rusty here with the Bounce Back Ability Podcast, the podcast that explores how to deal with obstacles, setbacks, and challenges.
Hope you enjoy the pod.
Looking forward to it. Listen on.
Simon, we find ourselves in the Cotswolds, sat in a room with your new Fandangle microphones.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, aren't they? I mean, yeah, blowing my mind using this technology.
Three of them, just in case. Maybe, how come, like, we're doing the Bounce Back Ability podcast? What was the thinking behind this?
Well, I mean, you and I have been talking quite a bit, haven't we, about challenges around at the moment. I mean, you know, inflation's going crazy. There's been a pandemic, you may have noticed. The pace of technological change is huge. AI, all you got to do is doom scroll for a few minutes and you're starting to get a bit stressed, aren't you? And we both thought, wow, how come there are people around who are absolutely smashing it despite all these things? And I think we're both quite curious as to what makes them tick and if there's some things that we might learn and might be able to share with other people.
Yeah, it actually made me think a lot about like the start of the pandemic, if I'm honest. I don't know if you remember, but before I'd even heard what Zoom was, you said, oh, I've signed up for some Zoom accounts. This is what we're going to do. We're going to split the team up into these groups. And I was thinking, this guy's crazy. What is he doing? It's going to be fine.
I'm still crazy. Come on.
Yeah. But again, like, so some of these, we're not just talking about, like, stuff going wrong. We're talking about being proactive, pre-morteming, like, solving problems, being creative, and then trying to, I guess, what we've tried to do is get on, like, people from all different walks of lives, scientists, sports, Google, various places, psychologists, and just get their take on it to hopefully better equip people for probably preventing the bounces, but also dealing with them.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're going to have a bounce, aren't you? I mean, everyone's going to have some bounces occasionally. And is it something that helps you get better? Or is it something that's going to keep you down? And there are, we're definitely going to be some ways that you can help the chances of you bouncing back from these things. You're going to learn from some people. I'm personally just fascinated. You know, you're talking to some pretty world-class people, aren't we? I mean, we're very lucky. First three episodes, we've got Phoebe Shetler, who's NFL coach, first women's NFL coach, I think, for the Buffalo Bills. Pretty impressive lady. We're talking to Mike Parrott about a four-day week. I mean, that's a pretty bouncy thing to do, I can tell you. And we got Suzanne Brown, superb sport, you know, world-class sports psychologist, talking about, and that's just the first three. And we got some stunning guests coming on later as well. So I'm just fascinated to see their perspective, and I'm hoping that we can help people take away some ideas and become more resilient, because I think we all need that.
Yeah, Kirk, who's going to be on as well from Google, often talks about diverse perspectives. I think it's a key word there. And actually, what principles can we suck out of other worlds? So the reality is, you know, this is multifaceted, isn't it? So when you're in business and something like COVID hits, then there's a psychological element to it.
Yeah, sure.
There's Google might want to break the rules. You've got to break the rules. Actually, everyone's had to do communication slightly differently. Mike at IGM, as you know, because obviously non-executing with him, has had to navigate moving from a five-day to a four-day week. And of course, now we ask people, why would you do a five-day week over a four-day week?
Five-day week's weird.
Yeah. So, like, I think it's multifaceted. So I guess that's the crux of it, isn't it? Like, trying to get people with slightly different perspectives, as you said, that can hopefully inform us. And I think it'll be some pretty cool CPD for me and you as well, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I mean, selfishly, I think we're going to learn tons. Exciting, isn't it? Hopefully, we'll get some genuine insights too. I mean, I'm hoping over the course of time, we'll build up a real library of themes and things that we can reflect on. So, you know, I think occasionally we'll pause and maybe do a bit of a summary and maybe put some stuff out there that we've learned through the podcasts. Try and keep them short and snappy, definitely under an hour. That's my attention span anyway, I don't know about you. So that, yeah, we get some genuine, decent learning out of this experience.
Yeah, it's probably a good nudge to me and you, who could talk quite a lot, that we probably want to let the guests talk more than us.
We'll try. Definitely going to give it a go, but I don't know.
And I guess maybe a nudge to people out there as well is if they think of some people they'd love to have on, like, again, we're here to learn from this process as well. So, like, contact us. Reach out to us on LinkedIn, Twitter, wherever it might be, and share some thoughts. We can bring those people in as well.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Because, I mean, we've got some great people coming on, but, yeah, we want to get as wide and diverse a group of people as we possibly can. Assuming my IT skills are up to it, Rusty, I mean, I am the one doing the sound here, and those that know me are going to be fairly terrified by that thought.
I feel a little bit like a bomb disposal expert at the moment. We're trying to work out which wires go there, and if we do this, which microphone goes off.
But. Well, if this goes out and it's actually worked, that's going to be the first miracle. That I've managed to actually record something. So, yeah, that's going to be a learning experience too. Sound engineer is another tick for my CV. Plus, we're going to be travelling around quite a bit, aren't we? So we're going to go to them. We're going to do some online, some in cafes. Some in a cafe.
Sure. Actually, it's been interesting. I've with my pod as well, I've been much more... having done one in Australia in person, like, I just noticed it was really different to online. So... like, I think that personal, us getting out there into their worlds, in their contexts, like, sharing conversations is going to be, like, super cool. And, of course, like, I know you're already thinking about the food at Google.
Yes, I'm very excited about the food at Google. I'm slightly worried I'm not going to be allowed anywhere near it. Have they got enough food in Google? I mean, are we going to warn them?
Cool. So, look, anyone, any feedback, any stuff, we'd appreciate it. Hope you enjoy the pod.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Listen on.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Bounce Back Ability podcast with Simon and Russell. We've really enjoyed your company. If you want to reach out to us, Simon, where can they reach you?
LinkedIn's best place. Simon Ursel, you are S for sugar, ELL. Send me a message. Rusty, where can we find you?
TikTok? No, not really. LinkedIn, Russell Earnshaw. And then the same on Twitter, but please ignore all my political thoughts.
Yeah, second that.
Over and out.